Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. It was weird doing the show today because I was off yesterday, and I have such a weird loss of sense of time right now. My son, him going to Kansas City, that blew up. It started to blow up on Wednesday. We found out after the show, the original show. I got a text from my daughter who's in Arkansas saying, "Hey, Mom, you know, my brother's all over the internet and all this stuff is happening." And that entire day was hijacked. And then yesterday I took him to the airport and sent him to Arizona. And it happened again yesterday, and boy, I just woke up today, and I haven't even looked yet, but at least he's out playing baseball now, and he's not affected, and we're all good. But wow, you guys, this just, it happened. Whatever the, it is, it happened. His life is going so fast right now for me, and for him, he gets to play baseball. So anyway, it's so crazy. So here we are, and what a good day for questions. So Questions Friday, and I have this question from Susan. And Susan writes, "Can we speak about unresolved pain at some point? How to identify, how to allow to feel, how to heal it? Can we plan this to make it happen? So can we manage our resources? Life, we suffer, but we need time to stop the suffering. Thank you." And pain is one of the trickiest emotions to not just identify, but have the time, literally have the time, to find a way to make sure that you know what you're dealing with. Because we are so used to the things that disappoint us or pain that we have on a regular basis that we have found so many ways to put off, not to ignore it, because we know it's there and it does bother us, and every once in a while we'll take some time out, you know, and by time out I mean 10 minutes here or 10 minutes there, especially when there's pressure and you're rushing. But you know, at this point in your life, Susan, you have some time, but I know that, you know, you're running around the world, basically. And every time I see pictures of you, you're somewhere else in the world, and it's very cool. But the pain that we have, most likely, when you take care of little stuff that bothers you, little things here and there, you know, you might have an argument, you resolve it right away. You might do this, you resolve it right away. What happens is your soul and your mind and your heart, everything just gets together and says, okay, this person's ready now for the bigger stuff. And then you get the bigger stuff and you say, gosh, why does this come up? And it's not coming up because it wants to bother you. It's coming up because it wants you to grow through it. It's like a hoop. And it's telling you, jump through. Even when it's new pain, let's say that you just broke up with a boyfriend, or you just lost a job, or you just are getting divorced. Even that pain that might have just happened, because what happens is when those events happen in your life, it brings about other feelings where you felt inadequate. That's where when we start talking in our mind and saying, well, this always happens. Well, that always happens. What worse can happen? And I remember once, and this is why I never, ever say this again, how much worse can things get? That sentence I will never say for the duration of this lifetime, my lifetime, because every time I've said that, things just showed me how worse they could get. I remember getting hit by a car while I was crossing the street. Right after, talk about the series of events, I had said to my mom, I'm just so tired. The kids were younger. I was by myself, obviously, raising them, but I was so tired. And I said to my mom, I just wish I could sleep. I don't want to die. I just want to sleep for a long time. And then 2 weeks later, I got hit by a car, and I didn't sleep for a long time. I called all my clients, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'll see you in 2 days, or I'll see you in 3 days. It took me 2 weeks, mind you. My head was just killing me. But imagine, I was so scared to stop. And then on top of it, I owned a pizza shop, and I was working on weekends as well as working 60 miles away at a job 5 days a week. And so what happened was whatever it was in me was not addressed. Even the car hitting me didn't stop me less than a couple of weeks. And I probably needed a couple of months. But how do you stop? Just like your question asks, you can't just stop the world and address your pain. And I didn't believe or feel I could. But then what happened? I somehow rode out the summer, and I was fine talking like I am now, happy like I am now. I was just tired. And I needed to catch up with the divorce and with this and with all the stuff that happened to my life. And then I ended up getting meningitis. And I'm living to tell about it. It was viral meningitis, not bacterial, which I think is the worst of the two, is the bacterial. And I remember being in the hospital and them saying to me, ah, you look good. I always think you're okay. And then they took the spinal and said, Holy Mother of God. You need to go home, and if you start convulsing, if this happens and that happens, come back and don't be alone. And all I wanted to do was be alone. I knew I wasn't going to die. I don't know why, but I knew I wasn't going to. And so my friends that drove me home, and I had to put my kids in other places and the whole story, but I asked them if they could just go home and I'll leave the phone next to me and if I need anyone, because at that time, I think there were cells, but I left the phone next to me and I laid on the couch and I spun in my sleep eating pretzels, just the salt. It was like my body needed that so bad and spinning in my sleep. But that night, and I remember it like today, and it was 1999 that that happened. It was Labor Day day in 1999. I remember feeling my life, my mind, my heart, throw everything away, like one by one, in my sleep. And when I woke up, that was actually the beginning of how far back I was getting, like, where I knew something was happening, prepared before I saw Christ. It involved and entailed my facing myself. And I remember after that happening, saying to myself, if anything scares me, show up at my door. If there's anything that I'm holding on to, please show up at my door. And it did. But when you're in a position of you just almost lost your life, or people thought you were gonna, I never did, but I started to feel at that time like because I'm looking at what hurt me, but I had to have the time, and somehow that's how I got the time. All I did was sleep for long periods of time. I'm talking like 18 hours a day because my body just was fighting this. Whatever it was, it attacks you and it takes you down. But later on, I looked at that as the best time in my life because I realized that that happened to me physically, but what happens to people mentally is exactly as exhausting. When we have pain like that, when our pain reaches so deep and we don't know, if you don't know it's there, let's say, and you're dealing with other pain, and then you say, okay, I dealt with that. Why do I feel this? There isn't a magic day where if something happens, it's not going to trigger old feelings. It's how you react to your old feelings. So when you talk about pain, most of it stems back from the original pains we had that coincides with things that are happening to us now. So let's say you get in an argument with someone and you walk away and then you think, well, you know, nobody likes me or I don't like anybody or whatever it is we start saying in our heads or I'm stupid. I never figure things out. I'm always looking for time. I'm always doing this. And you start your little voice. Just put the brakes on. Like literally stop yourself and say, what am I doing? I can handle things when I'm hurt. But let's take that a step further. I can handle things when I'm hurt. And in the beginning when I'm hurt, I always get down on myself first. And then after I get down on myself and I sleep and wake up a couple days and do what I have to do those 2 days, it's almost like I got to put myself on pause. And that's okay. And then I'll start to address my pain. And pain, I know you can talk to it. I know it sounds crazy, but you can. I know you're there, and I'm going to do my best to address you, to take care of you. And what's so important about what I just said was that you looked at your pain objectively. And the reason that works is because it takes in your mind and gives you the space and the time to deal with it. And you've already like started the ball rolling by addressing it, talking to it, saying, hey, you know what? I know you're there. You don't have to keep slapping me over the head. I know you're there. And this is how I'm going to take care of myself. This is the process that I'm going to follow. I want to take care of it. I want to take care of you. I'm going to take good care of myself. It's like if you can imagine a couple and there's a disagreement between the two of them and they know that they have to resolve it. But they say, you know what, we don't have time now. We have to go to this party. Then we're going to come back and then we're going to fall asleep and we're not going to have time to do this conflict justice. But you know what? We'll have time tomorrow night when we both get home. And we'll talk about it. And so you both know you'll talk about it. What happens? Your mind says, okay, she knows I'm upset. She knows I need to talk to her. And now she knows why. So the fact that all those things are set into play, what happens to both of them? They both start getting glimpses of, oh, maybe we can solve it like this, and maybe we can talk about it this way, and maybe we can address it from here. And, you know, you had a night to sleep on it, and you start to think about it, and you maybe even in your sleep you might have a dream, or you might start to, you know, how you start solving things in your sleep, and or you may not, and then you wake up the next day, and it's a brand new day. And then you realize, wow, we have a disagreement. We could have fought about it before going to the party. We could have hurt each other as much as we were hurt, not go and stay home and be frustrated. and sleep upset, possibly, and wake up the next day and have a crappy day. That didn't happen. Because the other scenario was, hey, you know what? We disagree right here. We don't have time to talk about it. Let's still go to the party. We trust each other enough to know we have each other's back and we're going to talk about this. So great, acknowledgement put in. You come home, you still talk about other things. It's not like the whole world just stopped because they have objectivity to wake up the next day and know, I don't want to destroy this person. I don't like what happened. We don't have time to talk about it, and we will hurt each other if we just didn't address it. The other scenario is, let's say they're going to go to the party. They don't talk about it, but they still go to the party. On the way there, the car is silent. No one's talking. And then you get to the party and you start talking about your significant other of whatever kind to everybody. Oh, yeah. Well, he's not as great as, you know, he thinks he is or you think he is. He might be saying, wow, she's really, you know, a handful. Oh, she's really a piece of work. And they start spreading that around. They might insult each other while talking to people. And then they go home, and then they have their blowout. And they stay up all night, and they're tired when they go to work the next day. And that's another scenario. Out of the three, which do you think would help you out the most? It would be the one that, hey, you know what? Let's talk about this tomorrow night. It's the only time we can respect what we need to say to each other. It's the only time we'll have that mutual respect. That makes us feel safe. That makes us feel capable. When you ask about the resources, what kind of resources? How can we manage our resources? Acknowledge them. This is what I know how to do when I'm upset. I usually just retreat and I try to solve it and then I come out. Or I usually write it out. Or I usually talk it out, even if it's just to myself. Or I usually call my mom or a friend to talk it out. But I normally will retreat in some way. But the thing is, problems aren't jobs. They are pain. Pain is different than a problem. Problem you can solve, but pain. It's not something you can scratch off a checklist because that isn't realistic. But if you know, and this is one of the most powerful ways I've dealt with that inner pain, is to remind yourself of all the stuff that you have faced and gone through and have been okay with throughout your lifetime. Look back at the stuff you never thought you'd make it through. I couldn't believe that if it didn't happen, you would not have been okay, and you're okay. You are okay. And you're still gonna be okay. But with pain, anyone who promises you that all your emotional pain will go away, I don't think they can keep that promise. But if they can say to you, hey, you know what? Just address it. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna just let myself pay attention to it when I can, but I have to release it to see it. So I'm okay with the pain I feel because I know that I'm going to feel better one day. And I know it's because I'm going to pay attention to it. That, hey, I'm going to address it. Maybe one day when I have time, I'm going to write about what I think I'm feeling at that time. And a lot of times you never even have to go back and look at what you wrote. I remember at times things that I thought I wanted or my whole life wasn't going to be the same. And I remember younger, it used to involve like somebody I liked, and I kept thinking, wow, if I just get them. And thank God I never got them. Thank God. Because if that's how small I felt about myself, that I really believed a certain boy or man that looked a certain way, because I didn't know them yet, but I didn't know I didn't know them yet, because in my mind they were perfect, which would have been another story. But for whatever reason, I thought that was what was going to complete me. And thank God I found out that wasn't the case. Even at the time when I saw Christ, I still kind of had that in me. And I remember when I got in, when I got hit by the car, the first day I was going back to work. And I remember there was this man that I had a crush on. I can't say I liked or loved him because I didn't know him that well. And I knew he liked me too, and it was when email started and we started emailing each other. And I was, for whatever reason, embarrassed to tell him I just got hit by a car. And I remember driving up the driveway of work, going to park my car. I remember thinking to myself, wow, why did I put so much importance on him? I just got hit by a car, like for real. What do I think he is going to give me? What is it that I want? Why is my life going to be perfect if I'm with him? I already like my life. And I left it there. And I just remember going around in my world that day, every time I talked to someone and I left, I'd think, well, I wonder what they think. Do they think someone else would make them perfect? Or I'd look at couples and say, are they just normal? Is this what I have in my head, this fantasy that I could never live up to? But then I found, by asking myself those questions, that I had felt a lot of pain in my life because I was different. I wasn't like everyone on the block. But my parents were from another country. And we weren't allowed to date, and we weren't allowed to do this, and we weren't allowed to do that, and we couldn't go to parties, we couldn't talk to our friends on the phone, we couldn't, you know, join stuff at school. Whatever it was, we could not do it because my parents were so scared we were going to assimilate. So I realized that the kind of people I was trying to pull into my world were people that just made me look normal and blend in. Because I didn't feel like I blended in. We were the kids that couldn't speak English. We were the kids that couldn't date. We were the kids that, you know, all these things. And I didn't realize I even had pain or felt like I wasn't like everyone, and I wanted to. But once I knew that pain, once I knew what it was, I never really looked at anyone like that again. I never wanted anyone like that again. it didn't matter to me anymore. Just by me acknowledging that, hey, you know what? I'm worth something. I'm already happy. Then I even went to the other side and I started saying things like, hey, you know what? I didn't even know him. Oh, wow. I was one of those people who fell in love with the fantasy of whatever it was I wanted. I always thought that if I liked somebody, I'd have enough love for both of us. I really thought that for a long time. Because we're still developing, we're still growing, we're still needing these things. And I was very immature when it came to dating. I was very immature because we were not allowed to talk about it. We were not allowed to do it. We were not allowed to learn about it. We were just going to be married off to somebody. And then our life was going to be whatever everyone else's life was. But once I addressed that pain by acknowledging that I'm okay already, but I can handle this. And, oh, this is what I'm handling at this time in my life. No matter how smart we are everywhere, we all this is what I'm feeling. This keeps going up. And the more I know that I go along in life, I will address it. I will deal with it. I will take care of it. I can handle it. I have already handled all this stuff. By comparison, making this kind of pale by comparison. To identify it is to just acknowledge that you have it, how to allow to feel and how to heal it. To heal it is truly through addressing it. That's how you can make how great my resources are. I can take care of myself, no matter what, no matter where. And you will at some point. Ask yourself a year from now, how do I think this will work to me? How do I feel about this stuff from a year ago, 2 years, 5 years ago? And by giving yourself that time, allows you in a huge way to simply address a little bit at a time every day of your life. Some days you won't even think about it at all. Other days it won't go away. It's just a part of the mix of life. You guys, time is up already. Have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday. I love you guys so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.